This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
From Lexington, high school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Minden brings it in. Bloom kicks it out. Kissinger thought about the three. Drives and kicks it back out. Anderson for three, and it's nothing but net. Max Anderson hits the first three-pointer of the second half, and they're back out to their biggest lead, 14 points.
Up first, the top seed Minden battles Southern Valley. Our second game tonight features Kearney Catholic taking on Gothenburg. The winners meet Thursday for the sub-district title. All the excitement of postseason basketball is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lexington right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lexington High School for KKPR's continuing coverage of the postseason. Tonight, it is the boys' semifinals of the C-111 sub-district tournament. Two games on tap in tonight's semifinals. We will start with the top seed, 16-3 Minden Whippets, taking on the number 4 seed, the 8-12 Southern Valley Eagles. This will be a bookend game for one of the two teams. They've faced each other on opening night, and for one of the teams, their season comes to an end tonight. If Minden's upset, they still have a chance at a wild card, but they are sitting in the number 5 spot in Class C1. The first meeting of the year, two totally different teams. Minden easily winning at 59-24. Southern Valley has been playing a lot better basketball here in the second half of the year after being thumped by Hastings St. Cecilia. They have put together 9 games since then, and they've been able to play 500 ball since that time. And they've had a coaching change in the middle of the season. Whether that's affected the play or not, who knows. But they are winning some basketball games here in the second half of the year after starting off a little bit sluggish. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, Doug Duda with you here on KKPR. We're also on the World Wide Web, as always, at KKPR.com. There's plenty of basketball going on tonight on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's the C29 sub-district final where Ravenna's getting ready to take on Gibbon. That'll be followed by Blue Hill and Sandy Creek. And on our sister station, ESPN 1460 AM, the Kearney High girls are getting ready to take on Omaha North in the A4 semifinals over at Hastings. We will take a break and look at the starting lineups for game one of tonight's doubleheader right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for Game 1 tonight. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the Eagles of Southern Valley, number 11 is a 6'1 senior, Tyler Nielsen. Number 13 is a 5'9 senior, Richard McDonald. Number 15 is a 6'1" senior, Mitch Howard. Number 21 is a 5'9 junior, Patrick Hoxmeyer. And number 43, 6'5" senior, Seth Gustafson. The head coach of the Eagles is Trevor Anderson, assisted by John Lechtenberg. Southern Valley defeated Cozad in the play-in game last night. They're now 8-12. For Minden, number three is a 6'2 senior, Max Anderson. Number five is a 5'8 sophomore, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 6'2" senior, Ryan Bergstrom. Number 34, a 5'10 sophomore, Derek Kissinger. And number 54, 6'4 senior, Pete Trausch. The head coach of the Minden Weapons is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Steve Ekstrom. Minden comes into tonight's tournament ranked seventh in the state in Class C1 in both the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star. With a record of 16-3, they are the top seed. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show from Lexington of the Boys. C-111 sub-district semifinals right after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports, this agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, second meeting of the year between these two teams. It will also be the second meeting of the year in Game 2 with Kearney Catholic getting ready to take on Gothenburg. And, of course, remember that on the other side of this district is the number one team of the state in Shadron. So most likely whoever comes out of this sub-district will head west to take on the Cardinals, who have made it to the district final the last 2 years and made it to the state tournament on a consistent basis, whether it be as a district champ or a wild card. But both the teams here that have winning records in Kearney Catholic and Minden think that they have a chance. Of course, Kearney Catholic has won this sub-district the last 2 years, but Minden hasn't been in this sub-district. They've been over with the Grand Island Central Catholics or the Hastings St. Cecilia's, and they've been running through that. So they're looking for a district championship, and we'll see if they can get it here over the next two ball games. The winners will play on Thursday night in the district final at 7 o'clock, also here on KKPR. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be taken here by Southern Valley in their traveling purple and white uniforms. It's the opposite for Minden, the home white and purple trim. The Eagles will start from left to right. And the Whippets from right to left. And Minden will put on a man-to-man defense. And driving in for the first shot of the game is McDonald. It's up too strong. And Peter Trausch will pull down the rebound. Outlet pass to Carson Bloom. Bloom will scarf right down the middle of the lane. And he'll scoot through there with a scoop shot and score. So Minden is up 2-0 on the scoop shot. That time from Carson Bloom. This is such a balanced ball club. All five starters average between 8 and 12 points per ball game. You never know who's going to be the man to step up and get things done. And immediately they try to get it into Gustafson on an entry pass, but Pete Trausch is there. That could be an interesting matchup between Troush and McDonald tonight. Didn't really get a chance to see what Southern Valley was going to set up defensively because Minden just took it right down the floor and Bloom weaved his way through and scored. We do know that Minden's going to be man-to-man, and they play man-to-man most all the time. Out of the right wing with it is Howard. Gives it on the wing a little closer to Hoxmeyer. He'll throw one up that's short. The ball is brought down by Minden and then lost off the leg there of Derek Kissinger. So Kissinger never did quite get control of the ball. We'll just say that it's off his leg and out of bounds. So it'll be Southern Valley ball underneath their own hoop, and Hoxmeyer to throw it in. Hoxmeyer looks inside, nothing there. He'll have to go out top to the outlet, and that's Howard. Into the right-hand corner, they'll play around this man-to-man defense here by Minden. Skip pass all the way to the left side. Bloom deflects it, but it's picked up there by the Eagles and Howard. They'll go left-hand wing to McDonald, try to lob it in there to Gustafson, who stands at 6'5". Gustafson, 6'5", fairly slender. Pete Troush, 6'4", and he's a big boy. I don't know what he's at now, but he was playing football at 305, and he's no less than 275 here on the basketball court. So they'll be banging around out there. Again, Southern Valley underneath their own hoop. They have to throw it out top to Tanner Nielsen and get into some kind of an offense here. So the Eagles will try and force it inside. Bad pass is deflected away. Picked back up, and the jumper on the left wing by Howard is going to be off the iron. No good. And Troush will pull down the rebound. That's another thing we'll have to watch tonight. Gustafson has got to get some rebounds against Troush, both on the offensive glass and the defensive glass. And Troush gives up very few boards on the offensive end to other teams. Southern Valley's also coming out in a man-to-man defense here. Kissinger over to Bloom and trying to get the steal, running right through him is Richard McDonald. The foul will be called. First foul of the game is on Southern Valley. So we're just underway. Minden with the first bucket of the game on their opening possession, and they lead it by a count of 2-0. Whippets will get it in with Anderson to the right wing. Back out to Max. He's playing catch with Bloom. Entry pass down to Troush. Spins in the lane, up and under, off balance, puts it up. It's no good. Good defense inside, and the rebound brought down by Gustafson. Southern Valley will slow things down. They're a team that's not going to try and run and gun you to death here. They're going to be a half-court type of offense. And when they get beat, they usually have trouble scoring, and they're down in the 30s. When they win, they're able to get to the 50-point mark, and so there's an in-between there. I think they would take something in the 40s tonight and feel pretty good about having their chances with Minden. But good defense so far by the Whippets as the Eagles just running off some screens down to the baseline, leaning in with the shot. The foul is going to be called. Hoxmeyer gets to go to the line there. And the foul will be on Minden's number 3, Max Anderson. First foul on the Whippets. And Hoxmeyer just took a handoff on the left elbow, came off the pick and drove to the baseline, caused the contact, and got the foul. Hoxmeyer will put the free throw up, and it is in. So Southern Valley is on the board. Second free throw now coming up for the Hoxmeyer Jr., and it's good. So we're tied at 2, 5:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Not a huge crowd on hand, especially on Southern Valley side. Minden, the town, and the community are pretty fired up about these group of kids. They should be into Troush. A little drop step, one-hand jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. And a foul will be called. We understand there were a lot of fouls called last night by this same officiating crew in the Southern Valley Cozad game. This foul will be called on Howard. And again, that could be the play, and it could be just the way the crew calls it. Inbounds pass here comes to Bloom. Little runner on the baseline, no good. Got his own rebound. Pump fake, missed it again. How about another chance? This time the fadeaway up and in. So Carson Bloom stayed with it. The third time was a charm. And Minden's up 4-2. Whippets trying to put on full court man-to-man, but the Eagles are able to handle it. And Howard will bring it across the timeline. Works his way to the right side, tries a pick and roll, and instead of travel, he got caught up in the double team. First turnover of the game is going to be on Southern Valley. Trevor Anderson, the young coach here for the Eagles, in his first half season as the head coach. As we said, they changed things up midway through the season. Right now, Minden trying to take advantage of that little give-and-go. Troush is open underneath. This time, he's able to get up and under for the layup and score. 6-2, Whippets with the four-point lead here. Mark Etzelmiller started the season of the Eagles coach, and midway through, he decided that it was time to step aside, and so Southern Valley has had to change things here. And on the runner, the shot's no good. Long rebound comes out to Kissinger. Kissinger two-on-two, gives it off on the right side. The leaner by Max Anderson is up, and it is in, and we've got a timeout, Southern Valley. So Minden has scored on three straight possessions and with 4:21 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Minden 8, Southern Valley 2. We'll be right back.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Lexington. As always, I want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball. Minden on a 6-0 run to jump out 8-2 with 4:21 to go here in the first quarter. So Southern Valley called the 30-second timeout. And let's see what they can do here. They've got to find a way just to get a decent shot to start with. They haven't had one decent shot yet. Their defense, well, that'll have to come around. But offensively, that's where I'm looking tonight. Southern Valley's got to find a way to score against a Minden team that's very good defensively. That might require some three-point shots, but right now they want to get the ball to Gustafson, and they can't do it in the paint. He comes out top to take it, hands it off to Nielsen, swings it into the right-hand corner to Hoxmeyer. Minden, also a taller team. Hoxmeyer dumps it in to Gustafson, turnaround jumper, and Trausch got him on the arm. Trausch tried to stay solid in there, but as he slid his feet, the arm came down, and for Pete, that'll be the first personal foul of the game. And at the line will be Seth Gustafson. Southern Valley's first 2 points also came from the free throw line on a pair of shots from Hoxmeyer. And the free throw is up and in. Gustafson hits the first one, 8-3 Minden. Second free throw now coming up for the senior. Four seniors and a junior in this starting lineup. And then there's not much after that. One junior, the rest sophomore and freshman coming off the bench for Coach Anderson. As the second free throw is up and it is in. And it's 8-4 Minden. They'll bring the ball out and the Eagles will bring their defense out. They're guarding Minden as soon as they come across the timeline. Bergstrom, three-pointer, top of the key, will not go. Trausch with the offensive rebound. Turn around, jump in the lane, won't go. And the rebound brought down by Seth Gustafson. Southern Valley will get it up on the right side, still looking for their first field goal of the game. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Right wing to Howard. Haven't had a sub yet in the ball game. Off the left wing, here's a pull-up jumper on the elbow that sticks on the iron, no good. From Nielsen, and the rebound brought down by Max Anderson. Anderson sees the floor and says, I'm just going to bring it up myself. And they'll get into their offense, swinging it over to Derek Kissinger. Minden will not have Andrew Schwenke tonight. He's out with an illness. So no Schwenke off the bench. Down to Trausch, just throws one up with the one hand, and it's well off the mark that time. Gustafson will have the rebound, his third. Up the floor with it will be Howard with 2:45 to go first quarter, 8-4 Minden. Minden had a little 6-0 run, and now Southern Valley is going to end up turning the ball over. It's picked up there in the backcourt by Bloom, and as Bloom brings the ball up the floor, the outlet will cause a foul. It would have been an over and back. Good hustle that time by Tyler Nielsen. He was able to stop the ball right before it got to midcourt, but his momentum carried him beyond the ball, so it was just sitting there, and Minden was able to pick that up. The foul is going to be called on McDonald, and it is his second. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. And a couple of substitutions coming into the ball game for the Whippets, including the man that just picked up the basketball, Dakota Christensen, along with Colby Emmel. Kick it out to Bergstrom. Little crossover back out top to Bloom. Bloom shuffles the feet, comes into the paint, kicks it back out to Anderson. And Max will be called for a travel. Minden's first turnover. Looks like Bloom tripped up, maybe walked, but Anderson could have been kind of a makeup there. Nonetheless, it will be Southern Valley basketball. Cole Maroon has checked in, a 6'2 sophomore. So the Eagles with the basketball still looking for a field goal in a low-scoring first quarter, driving the baseline, and we have got a whistle and maybe just stepping out of bounds there on Southern Valley. Looked like Howard was trying to come through the baseline for a reverse layup and ran out of real estate. 8-4 Minden as we approach the two-minute mark here in quarter number one. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Lexington. Bloom trying to work his way in left side of the key. Back up top, Anderson. Quick three. It's flat. It's off the mark. The rebound comes out to Southern Valley's Hoxmeyer. Patrick pushes it up. They've got a backdoor wide open but did not see Maroon. And if they did, they didn't make the pass. So now they'll give it to Cole in the right-hand corner. Off the cut, they'll find the outside jumper from 17. No good by Nielsen. Rebound batted around. Carson Bloom has it. Carson's out ahead of the pack, and he'll take it in for the layup and score. 6 points for Carson Bloom, and Minden back up by 6, 10-4. So the game playing out a little bit like we thought in the early going. Low scoring, good defense by Minden. They've made their points. Team that's going to get you to about 50, and they're on that pace with another bucket here before the end of the quarter. It's 10-4. And Southern Valley has went 7 minutes and haven't been able to connect on a field goal, and now they turn it over for the fourth time as Dotson, who was in, couldn't handle it. And to the other end, a foul and a bucket. Max Anderson on the outlet pass got there quickly, and he will draw the foul, a chance for a three-point play. Into the ball game again for Minden will be Derek Kissinger. So Dotson and Maroon both came in. Dotson, the junior, off the bench at 6'3". The foul was called on Hoxmeyer, his first. First free throw of the ball game for Minden. A chance to extend that lead to 9. And it's on the way and in. So Anderson hits it. He's got 5. Bloom has 6. Minden has 13. And Southern Valley has 4 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. The lead up to 9, and the Eagles have not shown a way to get anything done here. They're going to be called for a carry as they come across the timeline. That'll be the 5th turnover here for Southern Valley. Minden has 1. And the Whippets will toss the ball in to Carson Bloom. He'll bring it across the timeline with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Whippets off the high pick from Emil. Pick and roll. Anderson overthrew it. And it's picked off there by Howard. Second turnover. Outlet pass to Hoxmeyer. Can he run it down? Yes. Can't get a shot. Kicks it out on the wing for the long 3. It's off the iron by Nielsen. No good. And another foul underneath. Going to be called on Southern Valley. Called by the top official underneath the hoop. The foul will be called on Maroon, his first. And coming down a little awkwardly, Max Anderson. He's coming out of the ball game limping. Anderson must have stepped on somebody's ankle, and he is going to come out of the basketball game with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. And they're going to have to take a look at him and see what happened. I did not see what happened in that melee, but he is going to be out for a little bit here. So Minden, chance to play for the last shot of the quarter, 24 seconds. Bloom having trouble with his own crossover. He's fallen down twice tonight, but been able to keep the dribble. Over to Kissinger, right-hand wing. They'll go to Bergstrom. Bergstrom off a couple of picks, comes into the paint. He's going to take it in, makes a big collision, and a blocking foul. Come on, Southern Valley. It could be a long night for the coaches. Totally out of control was Ryan Bergstrom, and he ran right into a pair of Eagles, and the foul called on Southern Valley. Ethan Dank called for the foul. That is the 6th foul in the quarter. No shot, and Minden will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Still have 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Bloom tries to go backside to Trouch. The big fella spin move. Fade away, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped out to Bloom. Bloom tries to get a 3 away before the horn, but a travel will be called. He was trying to get the ball, look at the clock, and get his shot up all at once. He had a little more time than I think he thought and ended up walking. So there's still 4 seconds left here, and Southern Valley will throw it in. And they'll get it deep in the backcourt here to Hoxmeyer, midcourt with 2.5. He'll take a running 3, and he walks. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. At the end of 1 in this boys C-111 Subdistrict semifinal, it is Minden 13 and Southern Valley 4. We'll be back after this timeout.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Lexington. I want to thank Athletic Director Kyle Hainer and the entire crew here for their hospitality as Minden will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And they lead it by 9, 13-4. Some early fouls called on Southern Valley. We'll see if that plays a part here. The three-pointer by Carson Bloom is up and in, and he has already got 9 points here in the basketball game. And that'll make it 16-4. So no field goals in that first quarter for Southern Valley. They hit 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. At the other end, there's the first jumper of the ball game. Up and in on the wing. And knocking that one down to make it 16-6. So Bennett will bring the ball up on the left side. They'll get it into the hands there of Derek Kissinger. They'll come into the paint, kick it out, Bergstrom for three, and that one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound fought for and brought down by the Eagles, Seth Gustafson. That is his fourth of the ball game. Minden had 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 for Southern Valley. Inside, they get it to Gustafson. He's caught in the corner, spins to the baseline, runs into Trausch, needs help, kicks it back out on the wing to Dake. Ethan back in the left-hand wing to Maroon. So a little different lineup right now for Coach Anderson. Here's a pull-up jumper, no good by Howard. And the rebound brought down by Trausch. That'll be his fourth so far. In the first quarter, Minden turned it over 3 times. Southern Valley had 6. Right now, Bergstrom has it up top to Pete Trausch. Trausch inside, step under move. Bloom stepped on a foot, lost it. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down Kissinger. He'll throw it up, no good. And Maroon will pull down the rebound here for Southern Valley. 16-6. Minden leads it by 10. And on the left wing with it will be Howard. Guarded in the man-to-man by Dakota Christensen. 5 second count on. They'll give it off to Maroon. Maroon pick and roll down to the baseline. Too deep. Losing the handle is going to be Howard. And Southern Valley will turn it over. Minden wants to run 3-on-2. Bloom comes floating down the lane and scores again. 11 points for Carson Bloom. Southern Valley's not getting anybody in front when they have the 3-on-2 situation. They're kind of letting the man with the ball do whatever he wants. 18-6 Whippets. Southern Valley with a basketball here against that man-to-man. Rotate it to the right wing. Holding onto it there will be Dink. He'll kick it to Howard. Mitch to the high post. Swings it left side to Maroon. Trying to open that paint up to try and get it into Gustafson and a fight for a loose ball. And we've got a foul called on Pete Trausch. He stepped in front, tipped the ball away, and looked like he had position. And then they called a foul on him, and that's the second on Trausch. Back into the ball game now after a short breather will be starting guards Tyler Nielsen and Patrick Hoxmeyer. And a timeout going to be called here by Southern Valley. It's going to be a full-length timeout, so the second one they've called in the game. 5:25 to go in the second quarter of play. It is Southern Valley trailing to Minden 18-6. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back at Lexington after the Southern Valley timeout, it'll be Eagle basketball. And on a give and go, they'll get to the baseline and then kick it into the corner. The ball is going to be booted out of bounds by Minden. Trying to walk things off, Max Anderson, who had a bum ankle earlier in the season, missed a couple of weeks, and it got it tangled up in the first quarter. He's not been back. He just came out of the locker room after getting it retaped. He's still limping but looks a little bit better, so we'll see if they try to play him. They might not have to play him as Southern Valley turns it over. Let's just be honest here. I think it's going to be a case where if they don't need him, they may set him the rest of the night. Kissinger will drive the lane. He'll come left side of the key, put it up no good. Offensive rebound, put up no good by Emil, and it's brought down by Seth Gustafson. He'll have his fifth rebound. It's an 18-6 lead here for Minden. 4:45 to go, second quarter at the half. It's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll preview the second game tonight. Kearney Catholic Gothenburg have the first half stats of this game as Maroon puts up a three, no good. And a long rebound comes out to Tyler Nielsen. Eagles still just one field goal in this game. Four free throws and the one field goal. 2 points in the quarter, and we're rolling right along. They just keep trying to lob it into Gustafson, and Minden just keeps knocking it away. Ninth turnover to the other end. Bergstrom tries to draw the contact, ends up missing the shot, and the rebound put back up and in by Dakota Christensen, and he'll draw the foul. 20-6 Minden, and the foul is going to be called on Cole Maroon, his second. So he's got two, and McDonald has two. Trouch has two for Minden. And coming back into the ballgame will be Max Anderson. Limping on that right leg. At the line will be Christensen to try and complete the three-point play. The lefty puts it up and in. So Dakota makes it 21-6. Minden having no problems right now. They haven't put on a huge run, but just methodically pulling away. And when Southern Valley's not scoring, I mean, 21 points isn't the biggest score in the world, but when you've held Southern Valley to six and one field goal in the first 12 minutes, they are not posing much of a threat right now to the top seed. Eagles still trying to find a way to get things going here as McDonald will drive to the high post, kick it out. There's a three-pointer, Nielsen, but it comes up short. They had an open shot at least. Long rebound comes back to him, and as he drives in, Emil will block it from behind out of bounds. So Nielsen with a good move. And Southern Valley's got some speed with their guards, but there's just no room for them to drive. They've been shoved to the outside, shoved to the baseline, and really haven't found a way to get down the lane like they want. They did it a couple of times, and actually were called, Minden was called for fouls. Southern Valley in the corner off the inbound three-miler up and in. Patrick Hoxmeyer. Hoxmeyer knocks down the three, and that'll make it 21-9. Minden by a dozen. Whippets to Emil in the front court. Bergstrom, low post, they'll get it to Kissinger. Into the paint, double team, kicks it out, open three. On the way, Bloom, nothing but net. It's Carson Bloom's night so far. He has got 14 of the 24 points, and the Southern Valley three is answered with a Minden Whippet three, and we're right back to a 15-point lead. 3:25 to go here, first half. Crossover dribble by Hoxmeyer. Leaves it out on the wing for Nielsen, right side. That's the weak side. Nielsen looking for some movement inside. And with Trouch on the bench, they're trying to get that ball to Gustafson. They kind of quit doing it and driving in. Richard McDonald steps on an foot and ends up walking with a basketball. So turnover number 10 here for Southern Valley. And Southern Valley will sub in. There's John Dotson in. Minden on the floor right now. They have got Bloom. They have got Dakota Christensen, Derek Kissinger, Colby Emil, and now checking in, Christian Schwenka. Schwenka down low, clears the pace, and there's Carson Bloom stepping through the double team and scoring. 26-9, Minden in total control right now. Southern Valley into the front court, Hoxmeyer. Dribbling in place, 5 second count on, now brings it into the paint. Jump stop, puts it up, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. Minden control on the boards. Kissinger runs the floor, tries to lob it off for Schwenka. And a foul going to be called on the offensive side. Kissinger with the charge. Kissinger ran his man over right when he passed the ball off. That'll be the first foul on Derek. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Whippets. Into the ball game, Howard for Southern Valley and Craig Driver for Minden. Southern Valley will bring the ball up uncontested in the backcourt. 2:35 to go here in the first half of play. Eagles off the pick, come to the right side. Handling the basketball there will be McDonald. Has it knocked out of his hands by a Driver. Right back to McDonald. Comes into the lane. Double clutch. Got around the defender, but the shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Kobe Emil. Emil, long outlet pass into the front court and a walk called on Minden. Driver was going to put up the long-range jumper, but then nobody was on him, so kind of in mid-shot, he decided to take off, and the walk was called. Game two of the night comes up at around 7:45. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg, also here on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Oxford. 2:10 to go here in the first half. It's all Minden, 26-9. Pull-up jumper from the top of the key is going to be off the iron. No good by Maroon. The ball is swatted out of bounds by Minden. And it will be Southern Valley basketball underneath their own hoop. Sub coming in, Ryan Bergstrom will re-enter here. Don't forget, we've also got basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, where Ravenna held a slim 17-15 lead over Gibbon at the end of the first quarter. That could be a good one. Gibbon and Ravenna playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney High girls are currently airing on ESPN 1460 AM. Their A4 district got underway tonight as they're taking on Omaha North. Minute 50 to go here in quarter number two. Southern Valley works the ball around the perimeter, comes to the left wing, kicks the ball up top to Maroon. Maroon swings it right side to Dakota Best, who's checked in. Best kicks it up top. Here's a three-pointer by Howard, and it's going to be off the mark and out of bounds to Southern Valley. Minden thought it was their basketball. Apparently not the case, and so Southern Valley will get it underneath their own hoop. Minute 34 to go. First half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Ball kicked into the right-hand corner to Dodson. He'll come up top. Ball knocked away in there by Dakota Christensen, but the Eagles pick it back up. Southern Valley will get it to Best. Kicks it back out top to Maroon. Minute 20 to go. Right wing, Southern Valley again looking inside. Minden has it packed pretty well, so out top for a three. Tyler Nielsen can't get it to go. Rebound's going to come out to Carson Bloom, who's had a great first half here for the Whippets. 16 points and 5 rebounds for Blue. We're down to a minute to go in the first half. Pull-up jumper Bergstrom, right-hand corner from 12, in and out, no good. Howard has the rebound. And up the floor come the Eagles. Howard a little 360 with nobody on him at midcourt. Now picks his dribble up and gives it off to Best. Still outside the arc, right-hand corner to Nielsen. 45 seconds to go in the half. Back out top to Maroon. Maroon will give it off to Best. Left wing to Howard. Minden's defense superior, fighting through the pick that time is Kissinger, driving in, the ball's loose, scoop shot thrown up by Nielsen, no good, the ball is punched out of bounds, stays with Southern Valley. Ethan Dake will come in, 30 seconds to go here in quarter number two. And the Eagles will make a sub here, they'll stack everybody on the left side of the lane. And looking to throw it in. The Eagles lob it up top. They'll get it to Bass. Comes to the free throw line. Pass to the right side to Dake. Back up top. 23 seconds to go to Maroon. A lot of passing and not a lot of moving here for the Eagles. They're trying to run some offense. Minden all over it, and they force the turnover. Travel call. Pete Trausch is going to come back in after setting virtually the whole second quarter with those two fouls. He's going to come in for what should be the final possession here of the half. So, Minden, you got to think if you're going to bring him in, you're going to throw him the ball. Let's see if that's the case. Bloom will walk it across. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Give and go with Trausch. They get it to Pete underneath. He'll give it off for the easy jumper up and in by Dakota Christensen, and that will be halftime. Your score at the half, the Minden Whippets 28 and the Southern Valley Eagles 9. Southern Valley held to just 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3, and they hit 4 free throws in the first half of play. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, so stay with us for that as you're listening to high school basketball here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We'll be back in a minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Lexington, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. First game of tonight's doubleheader, it is Minden 28 and Southern Valley 9. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, got a good one going over at Hastings St. Cecilia. At the half, Gibbon 30, Ravenna 29. Josh Leinertsen hits one at the horn to give Gibbon the one-point lead, the five seed there. But again, Gibbon a whole hot different team when Leinertsen is playing, and he missed most of the season with that broken wrist. And now he has been back for, I think this is his fourth game. And they played Ravenna to within four earlier in the season with him. And tonight they've got the lead at the half. Blue Hill and Sandy Creek, the other side of that, they'll play at 7:30 tonight on The Breeze. Later tonight, we've got Kearney Catholic taking on Gothenburg. Those two teams met just a little over a month ago. That game back at Kearney Catholic. The Stars pulled away in the second half for a 63-46 victory. And really, that game has started the Stars on one heck of a run, as they have won 9 of their last 11 ball games, with the only losses coming to Class B-rated Adams Central and to Ravenna, the number one team in Class C2. So Class C2 is what they've got going there. Coming up, we'll take a look at the first half stats of this game, but as you get ready for that second game tonight, Gothenburg, you're looking, of course, at Landon Hakey. He's the man for the Swedes. Hakey, the 5'11 senior, getting the job done. For Kearney Catholic, it's been pretty balanced all year long. They'll shoot some threes on you, or they'll get the ball inside. Matt Bowman, pretty consistent inside, but nobody that really lights up the offensive scoreboard. We've seen 20-point performances from two or three players this year. Keegan Fitzgerald, Drew Butler, they know how to knock down some threes for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars and Swedes will meet coming up next here at 7:45. The winners of this game and that game will play Thursday at 7 o'clock. And all the action right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. There's plenty of basketball later this week. Don't forget, we will also be bringing you district girls basketball finals coming up on Friday. We'll be up the road a little farther west in Cozad as Kearney Catholic takes on Hershey for the C16 girls district championship, the winner advancing on to state next week. And on ESPN 1460, if Kearney wins tonight, they'll be playing the Kearney High girls in their final on Friday. The Kearney boys learned today who they would be playing in the first round of a district coming up on Saturday, and they're doing it differently this year. They waited until right now to decide who was in what district, and Kearney High is going to be playing Lincoln Southwest. That game is at Bellevue East on Saturday night at 7:15. A win would most likely put them against Omaha Central Monday night back in Bellevue at 7 o'clock, and we'll follow the Kearney boys as the only home for Kearney Bearcat basketball in the postseason is right here on ESPN 1460, our sister station, and we'll be following the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Minden Whippets this week, along with the other teams in this sub-district on Classic Hits 98.9. We need to take a look at the stats, and we'll do it in 1 minute.
your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for Southern Valley, 2 rebounds for Tyler Nielsen. Patrick Hoxmeyer, 5 points and a rebound to lead the way. Mitch Howard has 1 rebound. Seth Gustafson, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Cole Maroon has 2 points and a rebound. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 of the second. All the free throws in the first quarter where the Eagles were 4 for 4. 3 points shooting, 0 of 1 of the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 6 of the first, 5 of the second. Foul situation, Richard McDonald and Cole Maroon each have 2. Southern Valley, 4 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They hit just 2 field goals in the first half. 9 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers. For Minden, Max Anderson, 5 points and 1 rebound. Carson Bloom, 16 points to lead the way. He's also got 5 rebounds. Colby Emmel has a couple of rebounds and a blocked shot. Dakota Christensen has picked up 5 points, 1 rebound. Derek Kissinger, 4 rebounds. And Pete Trausch has 2 points and 4 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in each quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, and 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, just 1 in the second. Foul situation, Pete Trausch has 2, the only player with more than 1 for Minden. Minden had 13 points in the first quarter, 15 points in the second quarter, and the top seed Whippets, 28 points, 17 rebounds. They are 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 2 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. And at the half, the top seed, 16-3, Minden Whippets, lead the fourth seed, 8-12, Southern Valley Eagles, 28-9. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Southern Valley will get the basketball to start the second half of play here and face the Minden man-to-man defense. Ball fake driving in with the contact. The scoop shot is no good, but the offensive rebound is put back up and in by Seth Gustafson. Gustafson lays it up and in off the miss on the drive there by Howard, and it is 28-11. So better start there in the second half than what they were able to do in the first half, and let's see if that can help spark Southern Valley here. Minden's going to turn it over on their first possession. Ball dribbled off the foot and out of bounds. .719 to go here in the second quarter. With the basketball, the Whippets coming up on the right wing, trying to lob it inside. Ball knocked away. It's stayed and thrown back out to Hoxmeyer. Hoxmeyer gets it on the low block. Turnaround jumper. Gustafson puts it up. Trausch got a hand on it. Comes off the iron, no good. Derek Kissinger has the rebound. Into the front court, a pull-up three. Bergstrom's going to fire it away. It's no good. Long rebound, and Southern Valley saves it in. Nice play that time by McDonald. They'll go coast-to-coast, and underneath, the short jumper will not go. Offensive rebound, Gustafson saves it in. They're trapped on the baseline. Kick it on the wing, and the jumper is up and in by Hoxmeyer. So already more field goals from two-point range in the second half than we had in the first half, but it is 28-13, and Minden's going to take a timeout. Coach Shannon Lovin, comfortable lead, but he doesn't want his team thinking that they've got this won by any stretch of the imagination. So 6:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Minden 28, Southern Valley 13. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Make the change of season easier and a little safer with a stop at Salmon Auto Parts, your local CarQuest store. Fluids, wiper blades, headlights, filters, belts, hoses, all the little things that can go bad but don't need to. Your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Aurora, Salmon Auto Parts.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden has the basketball after the timeout, 28-13. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way by Bloom. It is up. And it is in. 19 points for Carson in the basketball game, and it is 31-13. That is the third three for Minden all from Carson Bloom. Driving the left baseline, there's some contact, and going to the ground is going to be Richard McDonald. They'll call a blocking foul here on the Whippets, and it's going to go on Dakota Christensen. That's the first foul of the second half. Checking into the ball game will be Howard again after a short breather. And back in for Minden will be Craig Driver. Tonight's game available not only here on Classic Hits, but the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Southern Valley ball underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the right-hand corner for a three off the inbounds. It goes in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, they'll put back up and in by Mitch Howard off the missed three from Tyler Nielsen. And Southern Valley looks a lot better here in the first couple of minutes of the third quarter. Maybe a little bit more relaxed than they did in the first half. 31-15. Here's a three-pointer again up that time by Bloom, but he's going to miss that one. Offensive rebound pulled down by Dakota Christensen. And we've got a whistle and a walk underneath. Turnover Minden. Ball back over to Southern Valley. Lead was 19 at the half. It's still 16. And Southern Valley has the ball. Quickly get the ball up the floor. Drive the baseline. Howard. Spin move. Has it blocked in there by Dakota Christensen. Minden will come out of there with a basketball. Christensen, crossover dribble, gives it to Pete Trausch at midcourt, who immediately looks for a guard. Trausch comes out top, swings it from left to right. Now they'll pop it up to Dakota Christensen into Pete in the lane. He'll go with a little up and under move. It won't go. Gustafson has his eighth rebound now for Southern Valley. Outlet pass, Hoxmeyer tries to go coast to coast, throws up the runner, no good, and over the back going to be called on Tyler Nielsen. First foul of the ball game on Nielsen. And the first of the half here on Southern Valley. Bergstrom will come back into the ball game now. And checking out will be Craig Driver. 31-15, Minden. The winner will take on either Kearney Catholic or Gothenburg Thursday night in the sub-district final. And as we said at the top of the broadcast, Shadron, most likely the number one team in the state, most likely awaiting the winner of this sub-district. Here's a three-pointer that's off the mark, top of the key, Dakota Christensen. And the ball fought for. The battle is won by Southern Valley. Nielsen comes out of there with it for the Eagles. On the right wing, they'll go to Howard. Howard to the right elbow. Hoxmeyer puts it on the floor, gets to the paint. Pull-up jumper off the head fake. Won't go. And I think we're going to get an over-the-back foul again. And this is going to go on Seth Gustafson. So Southern Valley showing some more effort here, though. I can't fault them for that after what we saw in the first half of just not having enough things go their way. They're trying to come out here in the second half and use some more energy. And neither team overly deep, especially Southern Valley. So they're going to have to use a lot of energy and yet try and not get winded by the end of the quarter. 31-15, Minden off a couple of picks. They try to backdoor lob to Trausch. It's way underthrown. It'll be stolen away. Third turnover of the quarter for Minden. Pass break the other way. Pass underneath. Howard missed the shot. Gustafson got the rebound. It's going to be blocked down there by Derek Kissinger. Another shot won't go. And the rebound is brought down by Carson Bloom. And up the floor they'll come. And the ball's turned over. Minden lost the handle, and Southern Valley is going to hang on to things here. Southern Valley looking better, but still only 6 points here. And then they fall down and have it stolen away and headed to the other end. It's a two-on-one break. Bergstrom pull-up jumper won't go, but a blocking foul going to be called on the Eagles. Trying to defend both players was Hoxmeyer, and that's his second personal foul. Two free throws coming up now for the Whippets. Bergstrom has yet to score tonight, but it's been basically the Carson Bloom show. He's got 19 of the 31. And the first free throw is going to be no good by Bergstrom. Minden has 1 3-point bucket in this quarter. Southern Valley has 6 points. And there's only 3:39 left, so we're moving along. Without a lot of scoring, second free throw up and in. So Bergstrom will get his first point. And now take a breather as Colby Emmel will come in to take his place. So the Eagles with a basketball. And Southern Valley will walk it up the floor. Of course, the girls, they're trying to hold out for a wild card. They have a very fine team over at Southern Valley. Suffered just their third loss in the sub-district final last week to Kearney Catholic. Stars with just one loss on the season. And Minden's girls were outstanding this season, but they were just in a sub-district that had three top 10 teams. They lost to Kearney Catholic in the semifinals last Tuesday night. Ball deflected out of bounds. It's going to stay with Southern Valley in the far corner. Looking. They'll just go short here to Gustafson. Trouch on him. Gustafson thought about the baseline. There's nowhere to go. Out of the wing to Hoxmeyer, and the ball punched out of his hands. They'll have to throw it in again. So finally, Southern Valley will be handed the ball, and they'll dump it in up top, looking for some shots. They started the quarter pretty good. Now they're struggling again as Hoxmeyer runs into the double team. Ball slapped out of his hands and a turnover. Just the second turnover of the quarter for Southern Valley compared to four for Minden. And up the floor come the Whippets on the right wing. Emmel kicks it back up top to Carson Bloom. Here's a three-pointer. Kissinger, nothing but net. Dakota Christensen has 8 points tonight. And it's 35-15 to the lead, is now 20 for Minden. Southern Valley across the timeline, cross over there by McDonald. And a hand check as he goes around Colby Emmel. First foul on Emmel, second foul of the half here on Minden. And into the ball game, Cole Maroon for Southern Valley. Nielsen will check out, and Southern Valley has the ball underneath their own hoop. Hoxmeyer to throw it in. Trying to set it up in the wing there for Howard. Howard fakes the three, comes into the lane, jump stop, pull-up jumper from six, and hits it. Nice play by Mitch Howard, who has his second bucket of the quarter. 35-17, Minden by 18. Trouch calling for the ball, and they're not throwing him the ball, so he'll come up and set a pretty strong pick. I think he's frustrated, says, give me the ball instead of three-pointer on the way. No good, and they're going to call Colby Emmel over the back. That'll be the second foul on Emmel. And the Eagles will have the ball. Some more subs coming in and out of the ball game. For Southern Valley, you have got McDonald, Hoxmeyer, along with Maroon, Gustafson, and Howard on the floor. And for Minden, they're almost back to their original five in and out. They've been using them. We'll give you their lineup in just a moment, but right now Howard comes into the paint, kicks it back out on the wing to McDonald. McDonald in traffic, throws one off the glass, won't go. Ball ricocheted out to Carson Bloom. Bloom's off to the races. Out ahead, he's got a man. The layup on the fast break swings it, can't get it to go. Rebound McDonald. McDonald off to the races, 2-on-2. Pulls up from 12. The jumper is no good. Ball is pulled down by Southern Valley. It's Hoxmeyer who puts the short jumper up. It won't go, and Swinka has the rebound for Minden. Still want to run. Bloom up the floor, gives it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom fake the three, kicks it back out to Kissinger. Kissinger comes into the paint, has it deflected, but it goes right underneath to Emmel, and Colby will lay it up and in. A lucky bounce that time for Minden, but they'll take it. And it is now 37-17. Whippets with a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. Here's McDonald working around the double team. Minden doing a good job of switching here on the pick. Back up top, Hoxmeyer. Swings it right side. Gustafson outside the arc trying to dribble the ball on Emil. Now loses his dribble and just throws up a desperation three. High off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. Outlet pass Schwenke. Schwenke will be fouled at the other end by Gustafson. Both players go down. Their momentum took them to the ground. And the block by Seth Gustafson will be his second foul. And at the line, Christian Schwenke to shoot two. Schwenke looking for his first bucket of the ball game. Looking for his first point of the ball game. And the free throw will be up and in. 38-17 into the ball game for Southern Valley. Cody Sturgis for the first time. An update from Hastings after three quarters. It's now Ravenna 43 and Gibbon 37 at the end of three quarters. The game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Second free throw up, and it is in for Schwenke. And checking into the ball game will be Craig Driver for Minden. 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And the lead is out 22 for the Minden Whippets. Southern Valley, who appeared to be playing a lot better here in this third quarter, still only has 8 points in the quarter. Eagles ball on the left-hand corner to Sturgis. Sturgis will kick it back out top, looking at a three. Shooting the three is Maroon. It's going to come up short, no good. But the ball comes down to Craig Driver. Driver up the floor, outlet two-on-one, and a nice defensive play by Richard McDonald to punch the ball out of the hands of Derek Kissinger as he was headed towards the hoop. And it looks like might have an injured player here, and that will be McDonald. Landed on his shoulder, evidently, when he punched that ball away at the other end. So he's going to check out of the ball game with a sore shoulder. And back in, Dakota Best. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Southern Valley ball. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass is deflected away. Minden will go again. Craig Driver to throw it in. They'll switch from the right to left side of the board. I guess depending on which way you're looking at it. Driver goes back door off the pick, gets it to Kissinger. Kissinger doesn't like it. Skip pass right side, Bergstrom into the paint. The lefty pulls up from nine, no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Best. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Outlet, Hoxmeyer. Patrick against the man-to-man goes on the wing there to Sturgis. Sturgis on the left side, kicks it to the elbow, and coming in Maroon has some room, and he'll be fouled. Emil out of position, and he knew it. Third foul on Colby. And free throws coming up here for Cole Maroon. These will be the first free throws since the first quarter for Southern Valley. You're listening to the boys' C-111 Subdistrict Basketball Semifinals on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Alma. Free throw is up and in for Maroon. 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg our next game. Second free throw up. That will not go, and Emil will pull down his third rebound. He'll get it off the Driver midcourt with six. Back top Kissinger, he throws up a very long three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dotson to end the third quarter of play. And at the end of three, Minden in control, 39-18. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, back with you from Lexington as Minden will get the ball to start the fourth quarter here in the C-111 sub-district in a 21-point lead at 39 to 18. Three-pointer to start the quarter is up and in by Derek Kissinger. That'll be his first bucket of the ball game. And that makes it 42 to 18. It is all Minden here. Their defense has been the story. Three-pointer on the way by Hoxmeyer. Can't get it to go. Ball is kicked out. Still on the floor. And Tyler Nielsen will run down his fourth board. Get into the wing. Sturgis is going to try a three-pointer. It won't go. Pete Trouch will pull down the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Open man. Left-handed layup up and in. Dakota Christensen. Dakota having a very good game off the bench tonight with 10 points. And, of course, with Andrew Schwenka out, Dakota may be taking a little bit more advantage of the playing time. 44-18. Southern Valley gets it underneath. There's a turnaround jumper. Gustafson won't go. And going up to pull down the rebound is Kissinger. That is his seventh. He'll bring the ball off the floor himself. Between the circles, he'll give it off to Bergstrom. On the wing to Carson Bloom, who has a game-high 19 points. Underneath, the ball deflected right into Bergstrom's hands. He'll lay it up and in. 46-18, a quick start here to the fourth quarter, 4 minutes. Southern Valley pull-up jumper from the free-throw line. No good by Howard. Trouch will pull down the rebound. Outlet pass 2-on-1. Kissinger is going to take it in off the glass and score. I think Southern Valley has flat-out ran out of gas right now. 48-18, a 9-0 start in just a minute and 40 seconds here in quarter number four. Up the floor with it is Hoxmeyer to Sturgis in the left-hand corner. Cody tries to lob it inside. Trouch deflects it. The ball's out of bounds off Southern Valley. Eagles have taken much better care of the ball here in the second half. That's just their third turnover. But we will have a timeout on the floor called by the Eagles. 6:07 to go in our game. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Score update, Kearney High 49, Omaha North 22 at the end of three quarters in the A4 Girls District Semifinal, currently airing on ESPN 1460. So a Kearney win will put them into Friday's District Final. And we'll have that for you as well on ESPN Radio. 5:50 to go in the basketball game. Swing it right side. Trouch baseline. Little contact. Shot comes up short. No good. Fight for the loose ball. It's saved out there. And then a foul on Southern Valley as Derek Kissinger saved the ball. And the foul going to be on the Eagles. John Dodson, his first 15 foul in the game. So Minden will take the ball out in front of their own bench. And they'll get it over on the top of the key. Bloom, he's going to drive right side into the baseline, has the pass deflected back to him, and he's out of bounds. So turnover Minden, just their ninth of the ball game. Pretty much playing out the string, and for Coach Shannon Lovin, he'll be able to do whatever he wants now with his team as far as minutes and subbing in and out and keeping them rested for Thursday night's game against either Kearney Catholic or Gothenburg, which is coming up next here on KKPR-FM. 5.5 to go in our ball game. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So stay with us. Southern Valley basketball, top of the circle with it is Howard. Comes off a pick right side. He's going to fire that three. It's going to be too strong this time. Offensive rebound comes down into the hands of Dakota Best, and he'll be fouled on the putback. Two free throws coming up for Best, and the foul is going to be on Minden's Dakota Christensen, his second, team's fifth. Both teams were 5 of 6 at the free throw line after three quarters of play. And Southern Valley looking for their first point of the fourth quarter. We'll get it here on the free throw for Dakota Best. And that'll make it 48-19. Back into the ball game for Minden will be Christian Schwenka. Second free throw now coming up, and it is good. So Best hits them both, and it is 48-20. Whippets with the basketball into the front court they come. Pass is going to be knocked away. The steal is made by Nielsen. Nielsen takes it all the way in, anticipating the contact. Maybe shot it too quick. And the rebound brought down by Colby Emmel. And now Minden wants to run up to Bergstrom. Back out to the trailer, Bloom. Bloom swings it right side. Craig Driver open. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Minden. Back up and in. Christian Schwenke on the offensive putback. He's got four. And it is 50-20 Minden. First time they met, it was 59-24. And it's hanging on that pace again right now with 4.5 to go in the basketball game. Nielsen spins to the high post. Tries to give it off to Howard. Ball a little low, but he'll pick it back up. Pass goes off to Cody Sturgis. Sturgis drives to the left-hand corner. Baseline is cut off. And with a little contact, he's going to be called for the walk. Second turnover of the quarter for Southern Valley. Into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Ben Peterson. And back in for Southern Valley, Cole Maroon and Patrick Hoxmeyer. Coach Shannon Lovett, as the game continues to move along here in the fourth quarter, has more folks to put into the ball game. With a comfortable lead at 50-20. Whippets with the basketball, work it right side, drop it into the corner there to the big fella. Up top, Schwenke. Shot no good from the free throw line. Rebound brought down by Maroon. And Southern Valley again. They had a little spurt from the field to start the third quarter, but outside of that 2 minutes, they have done nothing offensively and have just one two-point field goal outside of those first 3 minutes of quarter number three. Pass knocked away, and the steal will be made by Christian Schwenke. Nice save back into the court of play. Craig Driver has it in the front court, gives it off to Bloom. Bloom stutter dribble, brings it inside. He'll throw it out on the wing, some miscommunication. And out of bounds it goes. Ben Peterson wasn't quite sure what to do. His teammate was trapped, so he's going to come in and help him. And then they threw it right over Ben's head. Into the ball game, Thomas Sensel now for Minden. 5'5 sophomore checks in. 3.5 to go, 50-20 Minden. It was 28-9 at the half. Into the front court with it for Southern Valley is Hotzmeyer. He'll give it off and get it back. Instead of getting it back, though, Emil steps in front, makes the steal. Colby trying to go coast to coast. He'll take it to the rack, put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Sturgis of the Eagles. And up the floor comes Cody with a left-hand dribble, almost ran over the official. And has to stop at midcourt. Lob it up ahead to Dotson in the left-hand corner. Dotson back out to Sturgis, and they're going to call him for a walk. Into the ball game now for Minden is Miles Steen, a 6-foot junior. 2:57 to go in our ball game. 50-20, a quick 9-0 start here in the first minute 40 for Minden. And since then, they've scored 2 points. Southern Valley has scored 2 points, and those came on a pair of free throws. Right now, Minden with the basketball, looking for some new names in the scorebook, and a foul going to be called on a three-point attempt for Sinzel. So Thomas will go to the line and shoot three. Fighting off the pick, Dakota Best will be called for the foul. And three free throws coming up here for the sophomore. And the first of the three is on the way and in. So one of those games, if you're a Minden fan, that's going to be pretty comforting. Starters didn't have to play a lot in the second half. A lot of kids are going to get in, feel pretty good as you come into what will be a much tougher game on Thursday as the second free throw is no good. Now the third free throw coming up for Sinzel. He's one out of his first two. What will happen on the third one? It's through. So Sinzel gets two out of three, and that'll make it 52-20 in favor of Minden. Southern Valley advanced on with a pretty nice game against Cozad last night, but tonight a much different story. As Sturgis has it in the right-hand corner, up top they'll go to Maroon. Cole comes right side of the lane. Some contact. Lost it. Players to the floor. The ball picked up by Craig Driver of Minden. Outlet pass. Hits too far. And out of bounds it goes. Deflected off the Southern Valley Eagles. Getting a hand on it with Patrick Hoxmeyer. 2:22 to go. And it looks like we're going to have some blood out there. Somebody catch one in the nose. Yeah, we got a bloody nose or something. And John Dotson is going to have to check out of the basketball game. And they'll go try and fix that up on him. And checking in will be Dylan Noel. For the first time, Noel will check in to the contest. Now we're ready to go, and Minden will inbound it in their own front court, in the corner, in front of the bench. They'll throw it in to Steen, try to lob it inside. The ball is going to be knocked away by Sinsel, and the steal is made by Maroon. Southern Valley with the basketball. Top of the key with it, Dakota Best. Best tries, kicks it out on the wing to Noel. Dylan back up top, Sturgis. Looks to the three, he's covered. That time by Peterson. Bounce pass inside, and a good-looking shot up and in by Cole Maroon. And Southern Valley gets their first field goal here in nearly 14 minutes, 52-22. Swing pass left side, stolen away. Sturgis steps in front of that pass. He comes all the way to the other end. Jump stop covered. Tries to find a trailer. It's Maroon. Now just trying to find somebody to shoot Sturgis. Put a three up and in. Cody Sturgis hits just the second three tonight for Southern Valley in 12 attempts. Back-to-back trips with buckets here for the Eagles will make it look a little better, 52-25. Sinsel up the floor with it, gives it off to Peterson, right side to Driver. Baseline, they'll get it into the hands of Miles Steen. Doesn't like it on the low block, so they'll reverse it and try him on the other side. This time he's in pretty close, but his shot will not go, and Southern Valley going to be tied up underneath. Maroon and Steen come down with the ball, and the arrow points the way of Southern Valley, and they will check in. Joe Robinson here. So this will be the end of the season for Southern Valley. They'll finish at 8-13. Nielsen, McDonald, Howard, along with Dake and Gustafson, the seniors playing their last game. Southern Valley has the ball now with 1 minute to go. Pass on top to Key. Miles Steen steps in front, makes the steal, comes to the other end, and uses the left hand for the layup and scores. 54-25, Steen with his first bucket of the ball game. Robinson brings it up for Southern Valley, and as he tries to make it pass, they're going to call the youngster for the walk. Southern Valley had taken much better care of the ball in the third quarter, but with some new faces in there, they've turned it over eight times in the fourth quarter. 45 seconds remaining, and then this one will be in the book. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, and a foul going to be called. Dakota Best was trying to get out of Sinzel's way, but Sinzel just wouldn't dribble fast enough. And that will be team foul number 7. So Tom will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He's 2 of 3 at the line. He was fouled on a 3-point attempt earlier this quarter. So the 1-1 here. And it is up and in. Sinzel will get a second free throw. And this one on the way as well is going to dance around and in. So Sinsel hits them both, and that'll make it 56-25. Whippets, they were in command from the very get-go here, up 13-4 after one, and it never got any closer. Southern Valley up top looking to take that 19-footer. It's off the iron by Robinson. No good. Rebound will come down to Ben Peterson. 23 seconds. Minden wants to run. Couple of nice passes underneath for the layup for Christian Schwenka. Boy, that looked like a bunch of seniors out there instead of a bunch of second-teamers. That was well run. Transition break. 10 seconds to go. One more chance here for Southern Valley. Dakota Best gives it to Robinson. Right side to Sturgis. He'll cast up a three-pointer. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Minden, and that'll be the end of the basketball game. And your final score this evening in our first semifinal from the C-111 sub-district, an easy one for Minden. They win it 58-25 over Southern Valley. We will be back and take a look at all the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this break on Classic Hits 98.9.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
The Storm Report on ESPN 1460 is brought to you by Lips. Kiss your printing problems goodbye with the professionals at Lips, located under the big red Lips in Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Lexington High School, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Wishing all of the area athletes the best of luck as the winter sports season winds down. Congratulating all the state wrestlers who brought back medals and team trophies this past weekend. And now that the big kids are done wrestling, it's time for the little kids. And Misco's has the headgear, the knee pads, the singlets, and the shoes to get you ready to go. And if you're big kids getting ready for spring track, new running shoes coming in daily. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. First off for Southern Valley, here are the numbers in the ball game that we have unofficially. Tyler Nielsen, 4 rebounds. Richard McDonald, 2 rebounds. Mitch Howard, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Patrick Hoxmeyer led the team in scoring with 7 points. He had 3 rebounds. Dakota Best, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cody Sturgis hit a 3-pointer for his total. He had 1 rebound. Seth Gustafson, 4 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. Sean Dotson had a rebound, and Cole Maroon, 5 points and 3 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Eagles, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Southern Valley had 9 points at halftime. They scored 16 in the second half, and the Eagles will finish with 25 points, 26 rebounds. They were 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, and 21 turnovers as Southern Valley will end their season with a record of 8 and 13. We'll take a look at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets in 1 minute.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Minden. Everybody got involved in the basketball game tonight, either with points or with rebounds, as the Whippets had 10 different players score. Max Anderson, 5 points. Those were all in the first quarter of play. He ended up with 1 rebound. Carson Bloom was the man tonight. He had a game-high 19 points. 16 of those came in the first half. He also had 6 rebounds in the basketball game tonight and 1 block shot. Ryan Bergstrom, 3 points. Thomas Sinzel came in, hit 4 free throws there in the fourth quarter. That was his total. Miles Steen, 2 points and a rebound. Ben Peterson had 2 rebounds. Colby Emmel, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Craig Driver had 1 rebound. Nice night for Dakota Christensen off the bench. 10 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Derek Kissinger, 5 points, a team-high 8 rebounds, and a block. Christian Schwenke, also a nice night. 6 points all in the second half. He had 2 rebounds. And Peter Trausch, 2 points and 6 rebounds. I had Minden for 17 rebounds in the first half and 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 7 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, and 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers for the Whippets, 4 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Minden had 28 points at halftime. They scored 30 in the second half. And the Whippets will finish with 58 points, 33 rebounds, 9 out of 11 at the free throw line, 5 of 14 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 13 turnovers, as Minden will improve to 17-3 on the season and advance on to Thursday's sub-district final at 7 o'clock against the winner of our next game between Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic. Minden, 58, Southern Valley, 25. And we'll wrap things up right after this timeout.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
They'd never do that, Coach Lanham. They'd never do that. Good to see the Lanhams here and the pulling for them to get that wild card, of course, to get the girls into state for Southern Valley. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where all Red Ledge and Columbia ski coats are 50% off. It's not getting warm too soon, or at least not soon enough. So stay warm with Red Ledge ski pants. Wigwam stocking caps are half off. Also a great selection of Columbia, Nike, and Adidas gloves and caps at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We're about 25 minutes away from our second game tonight between the Kearney Catholic Stars, who have won 9 of their last 11 ball games, and they come in with a record of 15-7, and they will take on the Gothenburg Swedes, who come in tonight with a record of 7-11. The Stars beat them earlier in the season, but Gothenburg trying to pull the upset tonight and get the win, but they have struggled a little bit, just 1-5 in their last 6 ball games. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll be back with you at approximately 7:40 for the pregame show and the starting lineups. Again, Minden got 19 from Carson Bloom, 10 points from Dakota Christensen, 8 boards from Derek Kissinger as they roll by Southern Valley 58-25. Kearney High, a winner tonight over Omaha North. And the final score, Ravenna 63, Gibbon 56. So a close game throughout the night. That game on the breeze, 94.5 FM. So Ravenna advances on Sandy Creek and Blue Hill getting ready to play on the breeze, and Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg getting ready to play right here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and be back in just a little bit. Again, the final score, Minden 58 and Southern Valley 25. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here for Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg 20 minutes away.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.